It's 78 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We've had some rain on and off, and that's in the forecast for the rest of the day as well. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Well, WPLN brought you the story of kudzu and the efforts to rein in the aggressive vine earlier this week. That includes deploying bands of goats to munch on it. But now Kentucky wildlife officials say a year-long study suggests herbicide-spraying drones could become an effective new weapon. Officials used drones to treat 93 acres of kudzu across six counties last year. Biologists returned this spring and found many of the dense infestations have been reduced to scattered patches. The drones prove highly efficient since they're able to treat steep terrain that would have been difficult to reach using traditional methods. Private Lands Program biologist Daniel Skinner says the treated areas have already seen a return of many native plant and wildlife species.
These sections that we've went to, we've seen them full of wildlife. Not only just native plants coming back up, but we're finding snakes and we're finding chipmunks and squirrels and songbirds and white-tailed deer and turkey, and everything's in these sections and still utilizing these areas. So
officials say the next phase of the project will focus on expanding access to drone treatments and helping more landowners control kudzu before it spreads across additional habitat. Some major arteries in downtown Nashville will be closed to vehicle traffic tomorrow, not for another music festival, but a celebration of sorts. The organization Walk Bike Nashville teams up with the Nashville Department of Transportation a few times a year to open up the streets to pedestrians, bikers, and skaters. Tomorrow's Open Streets Downtown event is free to attend, and you can find more information at openstreetsnashville.org.